Up and down.
Very hard to see.
All right, we'll call and order some of the county water district at 8 o'clock. Whether it be November the 13th. And so I guess we've got any public hearing, so we'll go to number one.
Tab one, consent agenda. All we've got on there is minutes from our September meeting.
I make a motion to approve them, Mr. Craig.
Second. We've got a motion, second, to approve them. Any further comment? If not, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed, same side? If, motion carried.
Next item on there is, we got a couple of budget amendments. First on, under tab two is a budget amendment for this year's budget. No, this was last year's budget, Anyway, back in February, I asked you guys to do an amendment to spend the $1.2 million on engineering for the treatment plant. And now that, when we issued the bond issuance, the money that we allocated for the engineering of the bond treatment, it'll come out of bond money. So we're asking to put this money back where it was to begin with. So we're just reversing that budget amendment that we did last February.
Where was it to begin with?
Where did we pull that from?
We just added it to the budget.
We just added it to the budget. We were gonna pull it out of reserves.
Yeah.
But now we're just putting it back. And it's just a paper move. That money has not been spent.
I make a motion we reverse that amendment as printed.
Second.
Motion to reverse as printed. Any comment? All in favor, aye?
Aye.
Any opposed, same side? Motion carried.
Under tab three, the next budget amendment is, this is actually this year's budget. Michael Cody had asked us if we had told us, we had put that $9.9 million from bond issuance in our general fund. And we're gonna operate, I mean, spend it out of there. But he asked us to set up another account just for the construction costs for, what are we calling that account?
The bond project fund?
Yeah, I guess we're calling it the bond project fund. So anyway, this is to pull that $9.9 million from the bond issuance out of the general fund, put it into a bond project fund. And that bond project fund will just be everything that's getting spent down there at the treatment plant. It's gonna take us a couple of years to get it spent, but anyway, it'll have its own fund. Another thing that we're doing is John and Ray have both been having their salaries allocated. So for example, John, we've been allocating a percentage of his salary to distribution and a percentage to treatment and a percentage to administration. We're gonna change that. Both Judy and Mr. Cody have, it causes them a lot of work to have to deal with those allocations, and it just has gotten so time consuming. They've asked us if we could just put those two guys on one project, allocate them to just one project rather than multiple projects. And it doesn't really make any sense to do it anymore, but this is just a move to make things easier for the accountants. So we're gonna stop allocating those guys to more than one budget item and just put John 100% on distribution, which he spends most of his time on distribution anyway. And Ray, we're gonna put him 100% in the park, which that's where Ray spends most of his time. So we're gonna ask to stop allocating those two salaries.
I make a motion we authorize the general manager to perform the committed budget amendment as presented.
I second it.
We got a motion, second, for the budget amendment. Any comment? If not, all in favor, aye?
Aye.
Any opposed, same side? Sign. No opposition, motion carries.
Kim put a revised budget in there if you want to look it over. It just, it's showing where all of the numbers that have changed. It's not, the net effect is zero on it. We're not spending any additional money. It's just moving things around within the budget. Next item number four, appraisal district has gotten their nominations for their board, and they're asking us to actually place our votes for the appraisal district board. What we're proposing is just splitting all of our votes among the five incumbents that are running. I think everybody that's on there is running for reelection, so we're going to split our votes among those five incumbents. Nemo's still on the appraisal district board, and are you our representative, or are you the school's? Yeah. You're our representative. So, asking to split the votes among the five incumbents. There's a couple of extra votes after we split them, because it doesn't split out equally, and we'll put those extra votes on Nemo since he's our representative. I think that list that we're showing you there is a list of all of the nominations, but the ones that we're asking you guys to split our votes on are number one, Nemo, Brady Brown, Wade Bush, Bill Moore, and Neil Laws. Those are the five incumbents that have been on there.
And how many votes do we have?
We have
324
votes, which that in itself, those 324 votes are not enough votes to actually get us somebody just using our own votes. We have to combine with another entity's votes, and typically it takes both our votes and the hospital district votes to get just one board member on there. They base the number of votes on what our tax revenue is, our percentage of the overall tax revenue. Mm-hmm. But so yeah, it gets kind of complicated when we're doing this, because neither us nor the hospital nor the city have enough votes to get anybody on there by ourselves. So we have, you know, that's the reason that we're splitting the votes this year, so that we can get Nemo enough votes by, you know, getting a portion of the county's votes, a portion of the school district's votes, a portion of the hospital district votes. So it's a little bit complicated how it gets done. But those five, I think those five candidates, those five incumbents that are on there have been doing a good job. That thing runs smoothly.
I made a motion to allocate our votes to five incumbents. Second.
Okay, we've got a motion, second.
With the extras going to Nemo.
With the extra going to Nemo. Mm-hmm.
That's how I have it. If you 68 to Nemo, 64 to everybody else.
Kim's got it. Nemo, 68 votes for Nemo, 64 votes to Neil Laws, 64 votes to Bill Moore, 64 votes to Wade Bush, and 64 votes to Brady Brown.
We got a motion. Is there a second?
Kevin, second.
Oh, they did. Okay. All in favor? Aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. Tab 5.
Tab 5, last meeting, I talked about having our engineering firm take a look at our water supply and quantify exactly how many more customers we were going to be able to put on with the amount of water that we have available to us right now, with the water right that we have available to us right now. I called Chris Hay, asked him to work me up an estimate on what it would cost, and I was gonna get you guys to approve the contract, but Chris said, man, that's pretty simple for me to do. I'll just do it. So he worked this up for us. I don't think they're gonna charge us for it. There's really not a whole lot of work to be put into it, given, you know, what we've got. You can read through that whole thing, but basically what it says, if you'll skip to that second page, to the summary, there's two numbers that he's working with. One of them is the number that we are contracted with the city to sell their water to them. If we use the amount of water that we have available to us, and using this maximum amount of water we're contracted to sell the city, we can serve another 2,946 meters. It's meters. It's not people. So it's you assume that. I think the calculation that we use is an average of 3 people per household. So it's about about 9,000 more people that we can serve.
What's the 3,787?
That's total meters.
Okay.
If we're taking the average of what we've been selling the city, and we take the rest and we assume the rest of it for our customers, then it raises it up to 33,787 meters. So that's discount. That's ignoring the city's contract. If we didn't have that city contract, we would be able to serve 3,787.
Additional or existing in total altogether?
This is total altogether.
Okay. How many existing do we have?
We've got around 1,000. How many residential customers do we have right now?
There's probably 1,200.
1,200. 1,200. Yeah. So we've got 1,200 now. Assuming that, realistically, we've got enough water available to us to serve another 3,700 wow. meters. Which,
that's considerable.
Yeah, which that's, 3,700 times 3 people. What is that?
12,000.
So we can serve another 12,000 people realistically.
So that means we could be almost 4 times bigger than what we are, 3 times bigger than what we are right now. If we have 1,200 now, and we can do 3,600 more.
No, that's total. That's not.
Yeah, she's right. That is total. We have 1,200 now. So
we have.
Yeah.
So we're using about a third of our supply. Which that's if the report that we give to the state every year, we have 2,000 yeah. we have 2,000 acre feet that we're allowed by the BRA, and we're using about 700 right. of it. So we thought we were pretty close to using about a third of our supply, so we can.
So let's say you use the top number, 3,800, and you take 1,200 from that. That leaves you 2,600 new meters. Is what you're saying?
Yes.
That's how this reads.
And even in our drought time, no problem.
That's correct. We had
a bad drought with less of them.
See, I would argue we've had a great example of that with the two dry winters.
I think when it's all said and done, these last 2 years probably will be
the toughest.
Will be the drought of record.
Yes, is what
I've been hearing. So they will have been the worst the worst drought in recorded history.
Right.
So yeah, it is a good test, and we came through it pretty good. We never got more than this year we got about 6.5 foot low, last year about 7 foot low, which we still had a lot of water in the reservoir. We could have lasted another year, or maybe even two. So, Whenever things start getting dry, you get worried, but we still have a pretty good supply. But then again, if we were to start getting some of them big subdivisions like they've been getting in, around Godley or up north of us, it could change that pretty quick. It's still going to have to be people that are going to move here. I mean, they can't just build houses and somebody's got to buy them. Somebody's got to move here. I don't know. Mm-hmm. I don't know if that's going to happen here or not. I mean, it's hard to say, but we've still got, we've got a lot of water.
Oh, yeah.
And actually, we've got a lot of land that's not used yet.
We do have, there is a lot of land that's not used yet, you know.
Not in a very good area. I mean, when you go west,
this was just pretty quick analysis he did for us. It doesn't consider groundwater. John and I went and met with the groundwater district a couple weeks ago, and the groundwater supply in Somerville County is kind of bleak. When you get right down to it, almost all the groundwater that we have available is allotted to the homeowners. There's not much excess groundwater available in Somerville County anymore. Because they give each property owner 50,000 gallons per acre per year. So
that's
a lot of water. So most of the groundwater is belongs, or they have allocated to the property owners, which is it should be. That's the way the law is written. You have the right to capture, and they have to allow the property owners to have that water available to them if they decide to start using it.
But realistically, the vast majority of these new houses aren't going to drill wells if they have our water available.
So they're not going to.
So even though they have it allocated on paper to them, it's not going to be taken.
That's correct. But it's still allocated to them there
on paper,
and that's their that's their mission is to protect that right of capture for the property owners out there. So
that's saying well for everyone.
Yeah. And it's what it's saying to us is, if we want to put a well in the ground, if we want to put a 200 gallon per minute well in the ground, we've got to go someplace and buy over 1,000 acres of water rights to drill another well.
So we did ours at the right time.
We did those two at the right time. Yeah, I wish we'd have done several more, but because everybody that had existing wells got grandfathered in. For example, the city of Glenrose, Jim Holder went with us to that meeting. And one thing we learned about them is they've got their historic use on their five wells. Their historic use is quite a bit more than what they're actually entitled to size wise for the city of Glenrose. But the groundwater district has to recognize that historic use that they've been using over the years. So they have a pretty good water right available to them just based on their historic use. But they can't, if they continue to grow, they're not going to be able to get any more water unless they get really large, because they're already exceeding that 50,000 gallons per year per acre based on their size.
Run this back again on these numbers that you have highlighted there, the 2946. Is that taken into consideration the city customers that are available, or is that just county?
Now it's taken into consideration the city customers that we're providing water to. It's the first number there, the 2946. If we use, we've got in our contract, we've got that number that we're obligated to sell them. If you assume that the city takes all of that water that we're under contract to sell to them, that's how many more meters, that's how many meters total we can have outside of the city,
so
the first
minus
number.
The 1,200, that's
minus the 1,200.
We get that, yeah.
Now,
if you figure what our customers are and what city customers are, that's 2,500 right now. That's what we have. 1,235, and the city has 1,279.
Yeah, this is that number assumes in that calculation you don't use the city's numbers. It's already taken out.
Under the wholesale category.
Under the wholesale category. They've taken out the wholesale water out of it. That's just our customers. So we can do, you know, 29 total less the 1,200 that we've already got.
What about Hidden Valley where they've got those? We saw all the
wells out there. They're using groundwater out there. So they're just, you know, out of the calculation. We're not obligated to provide them any water.
I haven't taken them in the number that's out there. If they were using it.
Now, if they were, you know, I don't remember how many houses or how many lots are out there.
I don't either. There's a bunch of them.
Yeah.
It's like 205.
Is it 200? Kim thinks it's around 200. I believe that's right. I believe it's right.
No, they're not building anything, but they spotted them.
Right, but they're all drilling wells out there except for those seven lots that are right on the road. But now to finish answering your question, if we didn't have that contract provision where we're obligated to sell them X amount of water, we could sell water to 3,700 minus the 12 that we're already serving. But yeah, like Lee said, that's not including the wholesale numbers. It's pulled out of there.
Okay.
But I mean, anyway, it's what that tells us is we're not in bad shape.
To sum it up, it would say that if current rate, we're running at about 30% of our capacity.
We're still
30% of our capacity.
Yeah, that's what we thought, and this verifies
right
that we're still. Right there, 30, 30, I think it's actually, you know, like 33% mm-hmm. of our capacity, about a third of it.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
That's some good information.
That's encouraging.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. That's
encouraging.
Very encouraging for the developers.
It is, but I'll be skeptical too. This county's growing exponentially.
Huh. Yeah.
And we can't. We're not totally out of the woods.
It's growing. It's going to continue to grow, and eventually that supply is going to get used up. Yeah. I mean, we'll have to make some decisions one of these days. On where we go from there, but I mean, one thing he says at the end of that report is, if you look at that last bullet point, he said the numbers presented are for you to reach 100% capacity. Typically, you'll need to start planning for additional supply when you hit 85%.
Okay.
So I mean, that's the engineer's recommendation is when you get close to 85%, you start looking for additional resources. But we're a long ways.
Yeah.
We're a long ways from there. Next item, I've been asking Josh Berryhill to give us an update on the treatment plant. He's been in and out of the hospital. That thing's still moving real slow. He's about ready to give the equipment specifications to bar constructors. As soon as they give them, that's what we're all waiting on. We've done everything we can do. We hired a contractor. We issued bonds. We got the money ready. Everything's ready to go. We're just waiting on the engineers to finish the design. I know they had some setbacks with Westech. Westech was the treatment process that we were piloting down there, and the Westech's representative changed. So different things are happening, but hopefully here in the next couple of weeks we'll get those specs and we'll get them to bar construction and they can start ordering equipment. And then once they order equipment, we're going to have to sit back probably another 6 months and wait on the equipment to come in. But that's just part of it. It's a slow process. But like I say, we've done everything we can do, other than just keep prodding them along to get done. We're still in violation. We're still in THM violation. So it makes it, you know, it's frustrating waiting on this to get done because, we're having to send out those THM notices, and that's no fun when we send them things out. The language that the EPA makes you put in the THM notice is terrible. But hadn't really had a whole lot of phone calls. this year on it. People, you know, we've done, had to do it before, and people are, have been, our customers have been pretty good about not doing a whole lot of complaining about the notices, about the, you know, potential VHMs. But anyway, that's our update from